Good morning, it's Tilray Boyd's World. REO Speedwagon has a new record coming out this holiday season, the Not-So-Silent Christmas with REO Speedwagon. And they have written their own Christmas song. It's called I Believe in Santa Claus.
I believe that anything is possible.
All right, you can tell that that is Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon making an attempt at writing a Christmas song. Not an easy thing to do. And that may become a staple in your household. Kevin, that is a bold, bold move to stick your tip, stick your toe into that. Almost went to another place there. Sorry, Kevin. Stick your toe into the pool of Christmas writing songs. Why would you take a chance?
That song was really just a love letter to my family. And it was inspired by my kids. And so it's a Christmas song, but it's really just another song that I wrote that I was inspired to by the idea and we find the thing is we finally got the record right. We recorded it and released it in a couple of different forms, but I think this year this is the definitive version with those beautiful electric guitars that Dave came in and we really kind of overhauled the song for this Christmas, and we're very excited about it. That's why I'm here today.
You know what's cool about this, and by the way, we're talking with Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon, is not that your songs with REO wouldn't live on in infamy. It's when you write a Christmas song, that's like doing a Disney movie, right? Like movie stars, they could have an Oscar for some other movie, but when they get in a cartoon, they go bananas because that's gonna last forever, right?
Yeah, this is a different thing. That every Christmas, that's just what's beautiful about Christmas albums, is that every Christmas they're new, and we keep tinkering with our Christmas album. We'll record another song and add a bonus track, or we'll remix a song, do a new version of a song, so it's kind of fun. We get to re-release. I think this is the third re-release of the Not So Silent Night, and each one's a little different. Each one we make some improvements on, and having a Christmas album is something that it's really important to me, because obviously I'm a member of a rock group and that everybody knows that, but I'm also a dad. I'm also a family, and so this album is really so I think of the future of some little kid in the future saying, yeah, my grandpa made this Christmas album. You start thinking all on those lines of what you're going to leave for future generations. And I'm very proud of this record.
Kevin Cronin is our guest. And, Kevin, I've seen you many, many times. And whenever you come to the stage, you bring it. It appears that there is pure joy in still singing the hits. But I noticed something about you. When I caught you, I believe it was on Access TV at Red Rocks with Chicago, and you guys played each other's songs, like you jammed with each other. Do you find that, it's exciting to sing and play other people's songs and then have other people play and sing your songs?
Oh, dude, that was one of the highlights of my career. Having the Chicago horn section on Roll With the Changes and Keep On Loving You, and I got to sing 25 or 6 to 4. It was that jam at the end of the show was, it was just, I looked forward to it every night. It was one of the most fun concert experiences that I've ever had. It was really, really a great thing. And you're right. Yeah, there is an Access TV special of REO in Chicago at Boulder. You're right.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I have it, and I recorded it because I watch it when I'm in a bad mood. I'll flip that on because it's either you or Tommy Shaw playing with the Cleveland Youth Orchestra. Those are my two go-to to get me out of a bad mood.
Oh, that's a great show, too. Tommy, we've done so many tours with Styx over the past 20 years, and Tommy is just, he is a force in nature. He what you see on stage is, he's that person off stage too. He's one of the sweetest, most loving human beings I've ever met. He's one of my favorite guys ever.
Kevin, I couldn't agree with you more about Tommy Shaw of Styx. The latest record from REO Speedwagon, it's a Christmas one, a Not So Silent Christmas with REO Speedwagon. And probably one of the toughest things on the planet to write a hit Christmas song. I believe in Santa Claus. Kevin, thank you for your time today, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Kevin Cronin, REO Speedwagon. He said it was an open letter to his family, is what I Believe in Christmas is all about, or I Believe in Santa Claus.
That's a nice story. Does it change the way you feel about the song?
It makes me feel bad that I said I didn't really dig it. I mean, it's not that I don't like it. It's just, I don't know, man. Songs are so subjective anyway. Mm-hmm. Don't let my opinion sway you. I mean, if you like it, you like it. That's the best thing about music and drinking. You drink what you like, and you listen to what you like.
Yeah, you kind of seem like you're waffling a little bit.
I'm not waffling. I feel a little bit bad. I mean, the guy's, you know, put his heart and soul into it.
Yeah, but there's people that put their heart and soul into a lot of things that you might not like.
Like, for instance?
Any song that you don't like, whoever made the song put their heart and soul into it.
It might grow on me now that I know the story. As of right this very moment, I don't feel any different about it. Now, people may feel different about it. And, you know, and if you do, great. You know, the holidays tend to change you a little bit. It's like softy juice. You know, you tend to be a little more in touch with your emotions. So maybe that'll come out. Anyway, you can get it. It's available now. It's called The Not So Silent Christmas with REO Speedwagon. I Believe in Santa Claus. Had a very bizarre, creepy experience over the weekend. It involved McLaughlin Boulevard. We'll get into it next here on 92.3 KGON.